It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffinwell. The GOP debate is just moments away, and after that debate, I'm assuming Donald Trump's going to go to like 19 states before he gets to Chicago tomorrow, to Illinois. Tomorrow, Donald Trump holding a rally at the UIC Pavilion. His political rallies have been making news lately because of the constant clashes between supporters and protesters and even some of Trump's security. Tomorrow could be a big night for protests in Chicago. Several groups are planning to attend the event and demonstrate their dislike for the leading GOP candidate. One of the protests will surround Trump's words on immigration, which are obviously very, very controversial, and it will include Chicago Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who joins me now. Congressman Gutierrez, thanks for coming on the show.
It's really good to be with you this evening.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. I mean, you said you plan to stand by and stand with the protests that are being organized and orchestrated for Trump coming to Chicago tomorrow. Why?
Because Chicago is a city that I love. I was born in Chicago in the 1950s. I like Chicago a lot more in 2016 than in 1956. To go to my grandson's seventh grade, you know, his birthday party, and he introduces me to Julie, one of his friends, and she has two dads. And, like, for little kids, it doesn't make any difference. I like that people no longer have to hide who they are and that the Supreme Court has issued a ruling on marriage equality. I like the fact that women have more rights and control over their reproductive rights. I like to see that immigrants are finally getting a fair hearing and that we can make progress to fix our broken immigration system. So when I hear Donald Trump, it's almost like, you know, it's Sarah Palin on steroids. The Republican Party keeps saying, well, how did we get to where we're at? Because you've been out there against Planned Parenthood. You've been attacking, and you've been attacking gay people, and you've been in, you know, the environment. There's no problem with the environment. Global warming doesn't exist. You're deniers about so many things. And, you know, I just want to say, as a member of Congress, you know, I earn in one month of my salary, what a minimum wage earner earns in a whole year. And they want to know why we think there's such a disconnectedness.
Let me ask you this.
For all of those reasons, I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you, I mean,
specifically. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, the one thing that's interesting, I mean, even news today, once again, you know, we keep seeing these constant clashes between protesters and even the rhetoric from the podium is, you know, Mr. Trump continues to say, you know, things as the protesters are being thrown out of his rallies. There's just this, there's a real sort of, I don't know, like a conflict that's happening. What do you say to people who are going down to a rally, a protest? What do you say about that sort of that vitriol and everything that's coming out of the Trump rallies we've been seeing around the country?
Sure. So let me just say this. Look, we're going to be across the street. Everybody should have free access. All of his supporters should be free to enter and gain access to the rally, to his rally tomorrow. We're going to be across the street. And I'm going to leave in about 45 minutes to attend the beginning of a vigil that will last all night long with men and women of faith in the city of Chicago that will be standing outside the pavilion all night and through until the speech is given tomorrow. So I'm going to tell you, I want people to go in peace. I want people to be nonviolent. I want people to say, raise their voices against bigotry, defend the country. We've worked so hard to weave this wonderful American society that we all live in, to stand up and say, you know, religious, there should be no religious tests in America. That's why people fled and created this country of ours, so that they can freely express themselves religiously. We shouldn't have a religious test and say that Muslims need not apply, need never come to America, that they're a threat to our society. And Chicago, I mean, Chicago is a city of neighborhoods, right? Of Polish and Ukrainian and Chinese and Korean and Mexican, Puerto Rican. I mean, so many wonderful neighborhoods. We've learned to live with one another, and we've learned to strengthen the city of Chicago. So I want to say no to those who bring that kind of vitriolic hatred and division in their campaign. So he's coming tomorrow. I'll tell you what, 6 o'clock, I'm leaving. Trump begins, and I'm going to encourage everybody to leave. I'm sure there are those who will listen, and I'm sure there are many who might not. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to comport myself and how I would ask others. Go protest, raise your voice, And when we're done and they begin, then let's leave. And let's leave all of those who leave the Trump rally, leave in peace too, so that we avoid. Most of the people that we're are not going in. We're not going in. I understand why people would go in. And let me just say, I've been to a lot of rallies with thousands of people. I've seen Barack Obama heckled by Democrats. Okay. And you know, nobody gets beat up. He doesn't say, go punch them. He said, doesn't say, oh, by the way, go punch them, knock their lights out. And by the way, don't worry about the legal bill. I'm going to take care of it. And he doesn't have campaign managers that throw to the ground reporters because they think that they're the opposition reporters of the mainstream and weren't their friends from Breitbart. So all I have to say is, if you look at the conduct at these rallies, I think it's not befitting the great American tradition. Politicians have to have thin skin. He obviously doesn't, and he has a propensity to violence at his rally. So tomorrow we're going to raise our voice in defense of just the greatest and the finest tradition. Again, 1950, separate but equal, right? That's the world I was born into.
Yeah.
Today I'm a member of Congress.
Let me ask you.
I like the new America.
Yeah, right. Let me ask you, because you know, one of the issues that Donald Trump has stirred up so much emotion in is immigration. You know, he's gone on record saying he wants to build a big wall between Mexico and the United States. You've been a pro-immigration mover in Congress. I mean, that's been really one of your platforms that you've been involved in. When you see candidates take on that kind of anti-immigration stance, and you see that there's a fervor for, I mean, there are people who want to hear that. What does it do for you as someone who has spent years of your life working towards, you know, an immigration policy for the country?
Let me put it to you from a personal perspective. So when my mom and dad came in 1952 from Puerto Rico, they came as American citizens. But they came speaking only the Spanish language and from a Latin American country with American citizenship. So when they came here, look, Puerto Ricans were bringing tropical diseases that we needed to be aware of. We simply came to sign up for welfare. We were dangerous and had propensity to violence and to criminal activity. I mean, kind of like what they said about the Irish 100 years before the Puerto Ricans. And it's the same rhetoric today, isn't it? About Mexicans, the murderers, the rapists, the criminals that are crossing our border to cause harm. I look at Pilsen. I look at Little Village. I look at Jesus Garcia, just ran for mayor of the city of Chicago, naturalized citizen, right? I look at Danny Solis, alderman of the 25th Ward, naturalized citizen, wasn't born here. I look at Ricardo Munoz and Alderman Cardenas, and I see so many. I'm giving those as examples of elected officials. But like them, there are hundreds of thousands in the city of Chicago. Not all of them came with their documents and properly in order, but all of them today are contributing so vastly to the greatness of the city of Chicago. Where would we be without that Latino community? 25% of the city of Chicago, and making it stronger every day.
Let me ask you this, because you know, the president has made, you know, immigration one of his he ran on immigration reform for both of his sense. As he wraps up his final term in office, and, you know, it's an election year, so there's not a lot that's supposed to get done at that time. Where does he stand on what did he get done when it comes to immigration? And was it enough for Congressman Luis Gutierrez?
Look, the president and I find ourselves at a very good place in our political relationship and in our personal relationship. I think that he has moved in the right direction. You know, in about 5 weeks, they'll be making some oral arguments at the Supreme Court, whether the president overreached in his executive authority. And I'm just for your radio audience, here's what the president said. Since Congress doesn't want to act on our broken immigration system, we have 5 million American citizen children whose parents are undocumented, means they have no paper, who are at risk of being deported. If they come forward, you know, at their own expense and go through a background check to show that they have no criminal background and they want to register with the government, I'm going to give them a 2-year work permit, keep them on a short leash and let them work and let them raise those American citizen children. The Supreme Court is going to decide whether he overreached in his executive authority in granting that. You know that in the city of Chicago, there are tens of thousands, 750,000 across the country, tens of thousands here in the city of Chicago, of young immigrants who came as children. Today they have work permits. I'd like everybody just to recall one moment back, 2012, in the summer of 2012, August of 2012, Navy Pier, when 15,000 people lined up to apply to get their papers straight with the American government. So I think the Supreme Court is going to make a decision pretty soon. So we'll know in June.
Right.
I think that's going to it's going to be the greatest part of his testament as the president
well,
of the
I
United
mean,
States.
Is it what you expected? I mean, as someone who was really advocating for immigration reform, put your support behind the president 8 years ago. Was it what you expected? I mean, at the end, 8 years later?
No, it wasn't. I expected him to do more, to make it a higher priority. But I'm happy that today we're in a place where he's doing all that he can. I'm happy to watch a debate yesterday between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, in which they both said that we shouldn't be destroying and dividing families because the Congress won't act. And while there are no parallels that are ever exact, I want your radio audience to understand, and my fellow Chicagoans and those that listen to you beyond, look, presidents take action. President Lincoln took an action. He didn't have a vote in Congress before he freed the slaves and before he signed the Emancipation Proclamation. He signed it as president of the United States. That was a good thing. Of course, we had to amend the Constitution after the Civil War to guarantee that those slaves were guaranteed American citizenship. So there was one thing that the president did, and then there was another action taken by Truman, 1948. We just defeated fascism in Asia and in Europe, right? Yet we still had our armed forces that were segregated. He desegregated the armed forces of the United States 15 years before we passed the Civil Rights Act. He took that action. We are all happy that somebody issued the Emancipation Proclamation, that Truman desegregated the armed forces in 1948. And I got to tell you, in the end, I think we're going to look back at this history and we're going to say, why would we divide families of people that have American citizen children that are working hard, sweating and toiling, and that are neighbors? It's not a good way to go about treating millions of people in this country. Yes, they are undocumented. We should make them register with the government, pay a fine, learn English, pay their taxes. And after a certain amount of time, whether it's 10 years or more, allow them to apply to American citizenship so they can integrate themselves. And then, you want to secure that border? It's the best way to secure the border. Make sure that anybody that comes to the United States and gets a job has to be certified by the federal government before they can be hired. And if they're hired without that certification and not that verification, let's put those people in jail. In the meantime, we can't round up 11 million people. Imagine what that would be in the city of Chicago, rounding up 250,000 people in our neighborhood. It's not something that's in our tradition as Americans.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez, 4th District here, representing parts of Chicago. Let me ask you just quick. I mean, you've endorsed Hillary Clinton in the primary. Tell us why Hillary over Senator Sanders?
I think she's our best option to win in November, and I want to win. There's going to be a Supreme Court. Look, whether they accept Barack Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court or not, a Democrat's going to make the next nomination. It's going to be a 5-4 court. 5-4 court. I got to tell you, I remember the kind of lack of freedom, the kind of lack of democracy that there was for my mom and women in the 50s. We've worked really hard so that the Supreme Court and the laws of our nation so that, and it's the law of the land, women should control their reproductive rights. Women should control the decisions they make, and those decisions between them and their doctors, not between them and the government. And so I want to keep that. As I suggested to you earlier, I'm happy people are out of the closet. I think it's just much more friendlier, much freer, much more democratic, and much more just world in which people can express themselves. I don't want to turn the clock back on those. And I want to see workers' rights guaranteed to collective bargaining and to make sure, God, everybody, come on. I want all your listeners to think one moment. Do you really want to go buy a cheeseburger? Do you really want to go eat a taco? Do you really want to buy a pair of shoes? Do you really want to go to an establishment and have somebody serve you that doesn't at least earn $15 an hour? I mean, $30,000 a year doesn't get you far in the city of Chicago. $15 an hour. You know, we should have to stop talking about minimum wage. We should begin to talk about living wage. So, look, there's a lot at stake. I think Hillary Clinton is our best alternative to winning next November. And so that's why I support her.
Okay.
And I think next week in Chicago, in Illinois, she's going to have a big win.
Luis Gutierrez, Congressman of the 4th District in the state of Illinois, thank you so much.